Breaking the Period Taboo. Women in Sport. A Beat Sport Spotlight.
We have but scratched the surface of this battle between our young female athletes and their monthly challenges. In today's episode, we will explore the individual circumstances surrounding training patterns and how no two stories are the same. Gemma Power is the proud mother of two teenage athletes, and I asked her about her experiences every month.
No disrespect to any man, unless you've experienced it, you have no opinion on it. And I don't say that lightly. Speaking for myself, I've never really suffered with them hugely. My eldest daughter was practically fainting every month that she got them.
As Gemma states, individual experiences differ from person to person. In understanding that no two athletes are the same, we must also understand that training and competitive motions must be considered on an individual basis.
You cannot comprehend how one girl struggles compared to the next one. And for every girl it's different, for every woman it's different. And you know, the pain you can go through, the discomfort, the bloating, everything. There is, and as much as men can understand in quotations, they cannot acknowledge what a girl goes through while having their period. So training wise, some girls will be able to push through and keep training, other girls won't. And it just is that simple.
This opinion is echoed across the board, and it is abundantly clear that this monthly ordeal can take any individual out of their normal routine. Aoife Lynch is the manager of the under-19 team at Wexford Youths, and she highlighted a noticeable difference in various athletes.
Every player is, they are different, but some players who are suffering, you know, either in the week beforehand or that week of their period, they are more kind of lackluster on the pitch. They're kind of drained of energy. They're actually paler. So they're not themselves, no. And then there's some girls then who are fine.
As a man, I will never be able to contemplate the struggles that any woman encounters. But as a father of two young girls, I want to learn, and I'm open to contributing toward a more inclusive environment for all. This is a view that is shared by Sean Barrett, the head coach at Phoenix Mind and Body Performance.
Our gym is like a mini family. We want to encompass that. Like, we want to open communication all the time, no matter what the issue is. Well, if you have an issue with me, if you have an issue with another person, have that open conversation. And this is just another byproduct of that. So if they're uncomfortable in their own bodies, come and speak to us. It's no issue at all. We're not going to point the finger or make jokes or anything like that. We're going to sit down and understand and be empathetic towards you.
Communication is key if we are to aid our younger female athletes in coming to terms with their bodies. In speaking with Katrina Whelan, an athlete at the Institute of Self-Defence Ireland, younger generations can struggle with opening up about their issues.
I would feel comfortable at my age in communicating to say, okay, listen, it's time of the month, I'm not feeling my best. And to be fair, like, within the club, the guys are great, the coaches are great. They will say, do your best, sit out if you need to, take some water on if you need to. You know, we're not pushed. We're not expected to keep up with everyone else if we're not feeling 100%. So definitely, yeah, in the older classes, you know, we'd all be able to communicate that we're not 100% on the night or whatever, but the teens might lack that confidence a little bit to speak up, I think, for themselves.
Katrina is an athlete for many years, and like all women, has experienced a variety of challenges throughout her time. She sees improvement, but feels our preteen to teenage girls still require more assistance.
I think in this day and age, it is a little bit easier. I know back in my day, it definitely wouldn't have been something I spoke about. I probably just wouldn't have turned up and that'd have been it. I would have made some excuse not to go. I think it's a little better these days, but I think we could be doing a little bit more to maybe try help girls and help teens basically cope with it a little better and maybe give a little bit more advice.
In tomorrow's episode, we focus on the benefits of having female representatives across every juvenile sporting discipline and the necessity to increase facilities to normalise this monthly routine.
Breaking the Period Taboo. Women in Sport. A Beat Sport Spotlight.